1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden will deliver his third State of the Union address tonight. He's planning to point out jobs his infrastructure, CHIP, and Inflation Reduction Acts are creating. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling ABC's Start Here that the president will also emphasize how the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade has limited reproductive rights.
Roe v. Wade needs to become the law of the land. That's how we're going to protect women and their decisions, their own personal decisions that they have to make with doctors. And so that's what we're going to fight for. That's what the president's going to continue to speak to in the next couple of months.
Armorer Hannah Gutierrez, Wednesday, found guilty by a jury of involuntary manslaughter in the Rust movie set shooting trial, but not guilty of tampering with evidence. As the security situation quickly devolves in Haiti, U.S. citizens are being told to depart as soon as possible. The country spiraling into anarchy, its violent gangs seize control. This is ABC News. The producers of the Oscars say they're almost ready for Hollywood's big night.
It's Oscars executive producer Molly McNierney's fourth time doing the show with husband and host Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy gets more and more comfortable. I get more and more nervous.
At a news conference, she and the other producers said expect reunions and other surprises and, of course, jokes from Kimmel.
He has a rough outline of the monologue that I read this morning that I think is brilliant. I know it will change six more times before Sunday.
The Oscars air Sunday night on ABC. Jason Athens in ABC News, Hollywood.
A rare bear attack in a Pittsburgh suburb. Police say 55-year-old Leanne Galante was walking her dog when she was attacked by a mama bear protecting her cubs in Butler Township, PA.
Then she got me by the back of my head, and she was pulling so hard on it, I thought I was going to get scalped.
She's being treated for injuries to her head, face, neck, and arm. Authorities putting down the bear. Her cubs were tranquilized and taken to another location. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is. All right.
Dehydrator.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some showers after midnight, our low 34. Tomorrow, some rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more with a high of 44. A little snow can mix in with the rain tomorrow night before it all ends on Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, we got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace. And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, get it moving.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
from the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Boy, I've been feeding you a lot of cheese this week, and guess what? It's going to continue this morning. Hello, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Tickled to have you along with us on a Thursday. Today is the day. We'll find out who or what, I guess I should say, the world champion cheese is. Happens about 2 o'clock this afternoon, Monona Terrace Convention Center in Madison. You can follow it online if you really want to, worldchampioncheese.org, or you can be sure to follow us, MidwestFarmReport.com. That's both online as well as Facebook, or Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. We are going to try to be there for the big announcement. Well, weather-wise, if you're heading to Madison or wherever you're going today, probably more clouds than sun. Yesterday turned out to be really nice, though, so maybe they'll burn off. Today's daytime highs right around 53. Wind's a little lighter today out of the east, about 8 miles an hour. Then tomorrow is when the rain moves in. I hope you rainfall reporters have those rain gauges out now and ready to go, because it's going to be measurable. We'll get more details on that with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, in just a little bit. A little on the chilly side tomorrow, 43 our expected high, but like I said, 88% chance of rain in the winds. Up to 14 miles an hour tomorrow. So, like I said, prepare in advance. Saturday, partly cloudy and 45. Then we bounce back up into the warmer temperatures. Sunday, sunshine and 48. Monday, sunshine and 60 degrees. Like I said, we've got all the news you need from the World Champion Cheese Contest. We're also keeping an eye on what's going on at the State House. Although they're not officially in session, there's still a lot of work being done. What does it mean to Wisconsin agriculture? We've got some of those details. And our friend Matt Tranel, a dairy broker analyst with EverAg down in Platteville, is going to be stepping in with us this morning, keeping an eye not just on what's happening with cheese in downtown Madison, but what's happening with dairy overall. Sure hope you're going to stick around. To kick it off this morning, I'm going to take you along with me to Plover. Coming up later this month, they are going to welcome in farm women from across the state for a weekend retreat. It's going to focus in on agriculture tourism and highlight one of the beautiful new ag education facilities in the state, the Food and Farm Exploration Center, also in Plover. Mallory Payne is currently the executive director of the Plover Convention and Visitors Bureau, helping to coordinate the event. And she explains how the idea of a Ag Women's Weekend Retreat got started.
This is really an idea that came from Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association and Sheila, their executive director. She and I worked really closely together to kind of develop what a weekend getaway for women in ag could look like. And with the recent opening of the Food and Farm Exploration Center, we just felt that the Plover area was a great destination within our state to showcase all of the fabulous agritourism opportunities, not just in the Plover area, but across the state as well. So it's really just a joint effort to, again, showcase how wonderful that agritourism in the state is.
Now, Mallory is shying away from the big responsibility she held with that food center in Plover that opened a brand new state-of-the-art facility just last fall. Mallory, tell us a little bit about that center and how you actually were involved with the conversation from the ground work up and now getting a chance to capitalize on the finished space, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome. I was, for those who don't know, the marketing communications manager over at the Food and Farm Exploration Center from 2021 until about middle of last year when I was moved over to this role as the executive director of the Plover Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. But it's really exciting seeing the progress that's come along and being able to still have a hand in marketing that space and just, again, the incredible ag venture that it is. It's been really exciting to not just kind of have to step aside, but to be able to still be involved. So,
and this is great. This is kind of a twist up too. Normally, when we talk about ag tourism, we're trying to get people not familiar with agriculture to engage with us. These are people that are already well aware of agriculture, but a little twist up, huh?
Yeah. So, the Savor and Sow Weekend is open to anyone. So not just those that are familiar with ag tourism already, but it is a great opportunity for the women in agribusiness to come together and kind of share those shared experiences and also be able to connect with people outside of the industry. one of the big reasons we wanted to do this was, again, just to give women a space to connect and to kind of go further into what ag tourism looks like.
Well, and I really like the lineup you've got here. Explain for people some of the highlights for the Savor and Sow weekends.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's basically two nights, 2 days. So kicks off on a Friday evening and goes through Sunday morning. So Friday night will be kind of a networking cheese and wine board making class and a kind of wine evening. And then Saturday kicks off with a tour of Felt's Family Dairy here in the Pulver area, and then a full day at the Food and Farm Exploration Center with two cooking classes, time to explore. It's just going to be a really great full day of Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday's kind of wind down and leisurely make your way back home. But that Friday evening and Saturday is going to be just a great time to, again, connect and really dive into a couple of the ag ventures that we have here in the area.
Well, and that Food and Farm Exploration Center offers everything you can want right there. That's why you said the women are going to be able to stay in that one building and do everything from charcuterie board arrangements right on through to the full meals and sampling.
Yeah, so we'll have, so Saturday itself will be the full day at Food and Farm, and that's we'll have the lunch class in their kitchen lab. We'll have time to explore in the exhibit center, which, if for those who haven't been there yet, there's over 60 different exhibits on the property, from hands-on simulators all the way to irrigation systems and kind of all the stops in between of the food supply chain. So really exciting, and we know that while it's a long day in one place, there's no way that people are going to be bored there. There's just so many different things to do in one venue.
And what people might, they might be a little surprised. This is not designed just for kids, which is another reason why those women should stay engaged all day long.
Right. Yeah. No. So the target audience for the Food and Farm is a wide range of audience. And all of the exhibits and different spaces there were designed with multiple visitors in mind. And so, again, yeah, nobody's going to get bored with a full day there for sure.
No doubt about that. Mallory Payne is the executive director of the Plover Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, helping to coordinate the weekend getaway, Savor and Sow. Now, yesterday, when I was on their website, it was a little tough to find the registration tab, and space is definitely still available. All you need to do, though, is pop on over to comeonovertoplover.com. comeonovertoplover.com, and you can get registered for the March weekend, the 22nd through the 24th, or even take a look at dates like September and November when they'll have additional weekend retreats. Come on over to plover.com, tap on their blog, and you're all set. We'll get set with weather coming up next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 AM, 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message
from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
In Oregon to be one of the judges for a couple different panels at the World Champion Cheese, which again wraps up today at 2 o'clock with the announcement of what or who or where the World Champion Cheese comes from. You know what? You don't necessarily think about it. These judges, what did we say, over 3,300 different entries. Now, those judges have got a lot coming at them as far as samples, right? So we thought, what don't we know about sampling? And Jill Allen from Tillamook Cheese, for example, explains what she prefers to cleanse her palate between samples.
I prefer sparkling water because it really has that effervescence and it gets into your teeth and you're able to properly expectorate, which that means to spit out the product, right? Because we are tasting hundreds of pieces of cheese every day and we need to make sure we treat the first sample the exact same way as the last sample so we don't ingest it. So we chew the product, which we call masticate, and then we expectorate, which is to spit the product out. So we treat every sample exactly the same, and I like to use the bubbly water in between.
Yeah, so that's her preference. Jill Allen, one of the judges. Other judges that we talked to said that they had water. Some were using like an apple juice. One even had like some diet soda just to cleanse their palate and get their taste buds ready for the next sample. And you know what else? Jill Allen says, really, it doesn't take her too long to figure out if the sample she's working with right now is a winner.
It's fairly fast. You know, you see a beautiful piece of cheese. It's put on your table. The presentation is gorgeous of it. You connect with the product once you pull your first plug. You're smelling the aroma on it. It's got some inviting flavors to it. You warm the piece of cheese up in your fingers if it's we're grading hard cheeses. And then we're going to taste it and feel it, and you get that overall sense of this is a cheese that has no defects to it, whether it's for, you know, to convert or to further age out. And it just all comes together, and that final showpiece of, yes, this one is an amazing piece of cheese with no defects.
So if you want to see where the winners stand so far, I mean, I know I'm pulling for Wisconsin, right? You can go to worldchampioncheese.org. If you click on the results, you'll see that they already have some of the best of class. Those are likely the ones that will be considered for the world champion title. So if you go to worldchampioncheese.org, click on results, then go down to 2024. And I just picked the tab that said top three in all categories. You can kind of evaluate for yourself how Wisconsin's stacking up. So far, pretty good. Time to talk weather. Stumach Ag meteorologist joining us on this Thursday morning. You know what else she taught us about yesterday, Stu, is she takes issue with people that the charcuterie boards, big deal, right? You know, it's a piece of wood, essentially, or sometimes different materials, but wood, and you put out cheese, you put out crackers, you might put out olives, you know, a slice of meat or something like that. She said, if your board is more than 50% cheese, now it's a cheese board, not a charcuterie board. How about that?
That makes perfect sense.
I know. I hadn't even thought about it, but in Jill Allen's world, that's something to be noted. So she was really fun to talk with about, you know, just all the subtleties that she picks up. The other thing is there was Kathy Strange from Whole Foods Market. She was down at the contest yesterday, and she's actually looking at it as a buyer. She wanted to get a sense of all the different flavors that cheesemakers are working with, because she ultimately wants to bring those to her consumers. So she was trying the donkey milk cheese, the camel milk cheese. Then there's cheeses that are like one she liked out by Upland's Cheese in Dodgeville. They wrap it in spruce bark. The other one was Sartori up by Plymouth. She liked the wine rind on the outside. So a lot of different things. I was trying to think. I don't know that I've ever encountered a cheese wrapped in bark, but I know they're out there.
Yeah, that sounds very unique. It would be fun to try it just to see.
Well, that's what it's all about kind of down at the World Champion Cheeses. Unique is an understatement. So let's talk this weather around us today. Not necessarily unique. Tomorrow we're going to get our rain gauges going though, huh?
Yeah, we get some rain out of it, even very late tonight, certainly into the day tomorrow. I mean, there's a cool front kind of holding north to south from northeast Minnesota to south central Minnesota and back into Nebraska. Some very light snow in northwest Wisconsin. You may have a few flurries in the northwest. And there's activity scattering through central Minnesota back to South Dakota. Hasn't amounted to much since yesterday, but there's been a little snow there. Expect low pressure further south will build toward the central part of the Mississippi Valley. And that front finally gets pulled in from the west, from Minnesota into Wisconsin. So late tonight and into Friday, some rain develops. And rain will be heaviest, I expect, in southeast Wisconsin, a little heavier still in the south, and then becoming a little lighter the further you head to the west and northwest. But rain developing late tonight, lasting through Friday. Further north could mix with a little snow late Friday night, and by Saturday should be done. Temperature staying a little cooler here for the end of the week, closer to normal for this time of the year, and then moderating again as we look towards Sunday and into next week. In fact, into next week, pushing back into the 50s, more likely even 60s as we make our way toward Tuesday, Wednesday, so that mild air is going to return. But rain certainly is something we're going to be talking about for tomorrow. I'll tell you about rainfall amounts, what I'm expecting right after this.
Boy, there's some exciting things happening at Bavaria Sausage. If you haven't been there lately, make it a point. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke encouraging you to stop by the retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. Now, over the course of time, you're going to see some physical changes on the interior of the store. But boy, what you're really going to appreciate, the changes in the showcase. New products that they're developing on a regular basis. When Bavaria Sausage develops new products, they have a couple staples they keep in mind. First of all, they work with local farmers, and they want to make sure that those local farmers are able to make a good living. They also do not believe in waste. They said, just like Fred, the original owner of Bavaria Sausage, nothing is wasted but the squeal. And you'll notice that in some of the unique products that they're developing. Take a look at that special Berkshire brat. The flavor that you're going to pick up is found nowhere else because it was developed by Bavaria Sausage. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, Bavaria Sausage. All right, buddy, let's have that forecast.
All right, let's look for partly sunny skies today. A few more clouds, but the sun will still be out there. Warmest in the west, coolest in the east, especially near Lake Michigan. A lot cooler today. A lot of 50s, even mid-50s in the west. Low 50s in the central part of the state, maybe even an upper 40 along the lakeshore. And southeast winds will be around 5 to 15. Overnight, cloudy skies. That rain develops late in the nighttime. We drop back to near 40 or just into the upper 30s. The east winds at 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy with rain Friday. Lower 40s, 42, 44. East winds 5 to 15. Rain in the west, quarter to half inch. In the east and south, quarter to three quarters of an inch, certainly a possibility. Far southeast Wisconsin could see even more than that, closer to an inch. And by Saturday, as rain ends, mostly sunny, breezy, about mid-40s, 45 or so. North winds 10 to 20, gusting to 30. So Saturday, a little chilly with the breeze, Pam, but sunshine and back in the upper 40s Sunday and warmer next week.
So pretty much everybody's going to get a chance to be a rainfall reporter tomorrow then, huh?
We ought to all get some. Won't be too much in the West, but in the Southeast, they'll have a lot to talk about.
All right. Beautiful. Well, we'll catch up with you tomorrow and see where we stand, at least in the early hour. All right.
All right. Sounds good. See you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, bringing you up to speed on what's happening with weather. And again, you rainfall reporters, now is the time to get active with me, to get active with the National Weather Service. Of course, the National Weather Service depends on your individual readings, especially in less populated areas. And that's kind of where the Farm Show wants to speak. If you are interested in becoming a part of the National Weather Service's Citizen Scientist Network, it's really easy to do. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, and get signed up to be an official rainfall reporter. We're kind of campaigning to help them find those citizen scientists all through the month of March. Talking dairy news and what's happening in the marketplace before we end.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden will deliver his third State of the Union address tonight. He's planning to point out jobs his infrastructure, CHIP, and Inflation Reduction Acts are creating. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling ABC's Start Here that the president will also emphasize how the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade has limited reproductive rights.
Roe v. Wade needs to become the law of the land. That's how we're going to protect women and their decisions, their own personal decisions that they have to make with doctors. And so we're going to that's what we're going to fight for. That's what the president's going to continue to speak to in the next couple of months.
Armorer Hannah Gutierrez, Wednesday, found guilty by a jury of involuntary manslaughter in the Rust movie set shooting trial, but not guilty of tampering with evidence. As the security situation quickly devolves in Haiti, U.S. citizens are being told to depart as soon as possible. The country spiraling into anarchy, its violent gangs seize control. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Wednesday with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden Wednesday signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their six-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors, 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in L.A. against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn, 74-67, head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach, Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, two championship-level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach, Dan Hurley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Thursday on Busted Pencils, Carol Burris busts down states underfunding schools.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some showers after midnight, our low 34. Tomorrow, some rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more with a high of 44. A little snow can mix in with the rain tomorrow night before it all ends on Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Yeah, and those boots are going to get dirtier in the next 48 hours or so. Welcome in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Glad to have you along with us. Today, partly cloudy skies. I'm going to warm up to around 53 degrees. Tomorrow is when I need you rainfall reporters to get active for me. We're going to have measurable rain tomorrow, probably across most of the state from what we're hearing. 43 are expected high tomorrow, and the winds are going to gust up to 14 miles an hour. Saturday, partly cloudy and 45. Then we turn the corner and kind of warm up. Sunny on Sunday and 48. Monday, sunny and 60 degrees. We'll see if he's sunny this morning. Matt Tranel from Platteville is going to be joining us. He's a dairy specialist with the EverAg crew. We got to keep an eye on what's happening with our milk prices to make all that great cheese that we're featuring down at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. And by the way, we are talking cheese. Today is the crescendo, if you will. 2 o'clock this afternoon, they'll announce the world champion cheese. And guess what? One of our Wisconsin cheeses, not just one, but he's the one we're talking to, could be lined up to be the next world champion. Charity Seebecker caught up with master cheesemaker Steve Stelter from down by Broadhead. He is a master cheesemaker in cheese curds. Isn't that fitting for Wisconsin? Anyhow, that story's on the way. And despite the fact that they're not officially in session, there's still work going on ag policy. And Stephanie Hoff has a couple tidbits for us. So we got a bushel basket full for you on a Thursday. Yikes, can you tell I'm excited? So today is the 7th day of March. What can I tell you? Congratulations, happy anniversary to WXOW-TV, Channel 19, out of La Crosse. They started broadcasting on this day in 1970. Happy birthday is going out today to the Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston. He's 68 years young. Actress, comedian Wanda Sykes, she is 60 today. And now you know. Well, like I said, we are in the know about what's going on at the World Champion Cheese Contest. Charity Seebecker spent the day yesterday shadowing master cheesemakers from across the state and master cheese judges from literally around the world. The good news is one of our Wisconsin cheesemakers is lined up to potentially be a world champion. Charity tells us more.
Wisconsin, we have another winner to add to our list at this year's World Championship Cheese Contest. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Steve Stetler of Decatur Dairy rose to the top of the open class cheese curd category with his Munster curd. He tells us what this means to him and his team.
You work really hard at this contest because it's the best of the best, and everybody brings their A game. So you got to really work hard. I mean, you make good quality cheese every day, but you kind of babysit these a little bit, and everybody says they just pull one off the shelf. And we do, but you still watch them as they age and come through. So, yeah, your efforts, if you can get in the top three or win a class, is awesome.
So what inspired you to even enter the contest? It's not your first time. So why did you decide to be here, and what made you choose the specific cheese that you did enter that you won with?
Well, we've entered, I mean, there was a time where we entered this contest for about 15 years, never won. So when you get an award, it's just a big deal. You know, it brings pride to your customers. It brings notoriety, and it gets your name out there. So it's a really rewarding award. Curds are what we do a lot of, and we sell a lot of curds out of our store, and curd became a master cheese. So we're kind of proud of our curds, so that's why we enter it.
So take me through the process of what it's like for you then as the cheesemaker to prep and even submit that cheese for the competition.
Well, I'm pretty fortunate because I used to do a lot of the work myself, and my team has gotten really interested in contests. So my other master cheesemaker, Matt Hinsey, he helps. So it's a team effort. A couple of my employees take good pride in making the product, and they help me make curd every day. So yeah, it's a full team effort, and it's kind of become a lot of fun.
What do you believe sets Wisconsin cheese apart from others throughout the world?
Well, I'm kind of prejudiced. I mean, Wisconsin is the best of the best, and you know, we have just such talent in this state with cheesemakers, and then the Master Cheesemaker program sets us all apart, and just the quality that the state demands, licensing for cheesemakers, all that kind of stuff adds to the quality and being the best, you know. We set the mark in the cheese industry, and people are chasing us.
Did you experience any challenges when you were prepping for the competition? Anything with your cheese that you had to kind of overcome to be able to get here?
Well, the biggest thing is second guessing, worrying too much, and then putting way too much thought into it. You got to go with your first effort, your first reaction, and don't second guess. That's the biggest hard. That's the hardest part for us.
And obviously, you are a class winner, but are there any other memorable moments or experiences that you've had so far during the competition?
Well, the judges from around the world and the people you meet and the camaraderie is unmatched. I mean, there's so much talent here, so much knowledge here. The conversations range from being on a farm in Europe to making high-quality cheese. So you never know what you're going to end up talking about. And the people here that are doing this contest are just unbelievable.
In your opinion, what qualities are essential for making award-winning cheese?
Well, number one, good milk. Committed farmers, you know. For us, you know, our farmers have invested in our building, and we're kind of a partnership. So it's a big team effort at Decatur Dairy. That's what brings all the pride.
Congratulations again to Steve Stettler of Decatur Dairy on being a class winner at this year's World Championship Cheese Contest. You can find more results at worldchampioncheese.org. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Jeez, I love that guy. Steve is such a great guy. If you ever get a chance to head towards Broadhead, Decatur Dairy and Cheese Curds, where you want to stop. Good luck, Steve. Thanks, Charity. All right, markets in overnight electronic trade this morning are actually holding pretty firm. We'll get to those numbers next.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
In our world of agriculture, weather conditions rule our workday. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on Mother Nature. You can help by taking real-time weather observations and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Everyday people such as yourself play a vital role in protecting lives and property. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Hang on, folks. We are trying to put 10 pounds in a 5-pound sack this morning. I've got Matt Tranel from Everegg in Platteville joining us, and Stephanie Hoff with an update from the state capitol. Yet on the way, I'm PM Yankee. All right, yesterday in Chicago, barrel and block cheese were both unchanged. Double A butter, though, gained 2.25 cents to $2.85 a pound. This morning, Class 3 milk, remember, that's the milk we make cheese out of. April milk's up 9 at $16.09, but the May milk closed 35 cents lower yesterday, $16.51 a hundredweight. December corn is up 2 right now at $4.63. The November soybeans are up 4 at $11.46, and July wheat's up 3 at $5.45 a bushel. They may not be in session right now at the State House, but there's still plenty of behind-the-scenes work getting done on ag policy influencing Wisconsin agriculture. Stephanie Hoff had a chance to catch up with Jordan Lamb, part of the Welch Group. She works specifically with agriculture organizations and associations across the state. Stephanie found out what she's working on now.
Jordan tells me her to-do list will still be lengthy even after the legislative session ends. She says people are becoming more far removed from the farm with each generation, and that includes our lawmakers. She says in order to build momentum for the next session on ag policy, they've got to connect policymakers to the farm.
That is definitely true. So we all know that families in general, consumers in general, have moved farther and farther away from the farm as generations have grown less from an agrarian economy. But the same thing is happening in the legislature. We have fewer and fewer farmers who run for office and fewer people who grew up on farms or spent the summer on their grandparents' farms. So those of us who represent commodity groups make it part of our job to help connect them to where food is grown in Wisconsin, how it is grown, and the issues that they're facing. And so any connection that farmers can make to their local representatives, whether it's on the town board, the county board, or in the state legislature, it is the most valuable connection you will make.
And one of the strategies that you're implementing with the 7 organizations that you help represent is to actually bring some of these candidates to the farm. Is that right?
Yes. So one of our goals for this summer is to really increase the opportunities for candidates to the state legislature to visit Wisconsin farms and agribusinesses, really see what farming looks like. Those tours, we realize, have become invaluable. And so, you know, watch your commodity association newsletter. If they're looking for volunteers to host groups for farm tours, take advantage of it. You'll learn something, and hopefully those who represent you in Madison will also learn something.
Jordan Lamb taking some time with us. She represents 7 of Wisconsin's largest ag organizations in the state capitol. Her message for producers across the state is to build a relationship with your representative. Connect them to where their food comes from. This is something she'll be working on over the summer. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Fabulous Farm Bay, PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report, live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do is use my dehumidifier, and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Tune in for a special Thursday State of the Union edition. We'll preview the president's speech. We'll get out the bingo cards. You know, the drinking games. Tune in, Devils Advocates.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It's Matt Tranel. He's one of the broker analysts out of the Platteville office for Everag. And really, like we said, Matt, last week was the beginning of dairy margin coverage sign up at your local farm service agency office. And you said if you sign the paperwork, you already know you're going to get a payment.
Yeah, you bet. So the month of January... the month of January has already been announced as far as what results are going to be. January is going to have a payment of $1.02 a hundredweight, and it's fairly likely that February is going to have a small payment as well. When you look at the dairy margin coverage program, it costs you 15 cents a hundredweight across the first 5 million pounds that you produce. And so for a 12-month stretch, it's going to cost you $1.80. So you're actually already halfway there to fulfilling the cost of the program. We believe that this program is a staple for dairy producers and one that should be signed up for. The window is going to be open until the end of March. So you're going to be able to look back on it a little bit before even signing up on it. But, yeah, we think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and be gentle with your farm service agency county staff, too. Let's talk a little bit more, Matt, about why those programs are so important. Milk, our dairy complex, just not really healthy, but it's hard to figure out exactly why.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some friendly features out there. There's definitely some features that make you scratch your head a little bit. And, I mean, quite frankly, I think some of the factors that maybe have some pessimism over the market include cold storage holdings. We saw that report last Monday, and holdings are where they were at for 2022 and 2023, which is much higher than any year since 2015. It has allowed the buyers to kind of sit on their hands a little bit. Buyers and end users have shown that they are very patient in nature when there's not a huge reason for them to bid aggressively. When they're not nervous, they're going to sit on their hands and they're going to let the market fall. And that's exactly what we've seen here lately. But at the same time, we've seen block cheese with a very steady offer. Barrel cheese, we've been told it's a little bit more snug, which is why barrel cheese is still trading up into the 160s. Block cheese, it's down about 18 cents since the beginning of February. And, I mean, you always say a penny in cheese is essentially worth about 10 cents. So we've seen the front end of the market fall about $2 now since last Monday. A lot of that has been with the block cheese market really, really tailing off. But sellers have seen feed prices fall, and so margins have improved somewhat, although if you ask the upper Midwestern dairymen if they're profitable right now, they would probably tell you no.
Matt Trennell's along with us. He's one of the broker analysts with Everag. He's out of the Platteville office. Is there a healthy region, Matt?
I mean, I think a lot of the regions, such as maybe the Northeast, would probably be the healthiest. They do have some Class 4 exposure in their milk check, and Class 4 prices are performing pretty well. We're up around $19, $20, $21 off on the horizon. 60% of their milk check is comprised of class four. About 40% of it is class three. And you can do a little bit of moving around to get the class one price out of those two. But I would say that the upper north, Northeast is probably your most profitable. The Southwest is certainly not performing well. That's where all the cows are leaving. But yeah, the Midwest is certainly struggling.
Now, let's be like Gretzky and look where the puck is going. What do we expect as far as milk production trends? Normally, we'd be getting into spring flush when all those cows are calving and we got a lot of milk coming to the market. What do you see moving forward?
Yeah, so I do expect the trend to kind of continue down the same path. Production's been leaving, at least from a milk coming out of a cow perspective. From a milk solids perspective, it is a little different story. Even the January report, despite milk being down 1.1% year over year, solids were actually up 0.9%. So that's just telling you that the dairy farmer is shipping less water within the milk. But I would anticipate milk production to continue to struggle moving forward. I would continue to believe that the U.S. dairy farmer is going to likely continue to ship cows when maybe that cow looks at you wrong or it's got some type of issue, as coal prices are still significantly higher than where we were a year ago. But at the same time, the heifer inventory is not very high. We're at the lowest level since 2004. And so that is going to really hamper the ability for the U.S. dairy farmer to really grow production in a meaningful way anytime quick.
Man, we're hearing that story time and time again. Beef, dairy now. Matt Trannell joining us live this morning, one of the brokers with EverAg out of Platteville. You can find the whole cadre of advisors, and it's not just dairy that they specialize in. They can help with all commodities and farm management questions. Go to ever.ag. All right, Matt, appreciate the insights as always. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Pam.
All right. Matt Trannell checking in with us live, as we always want to keep you ahead of the market. Now, like I said, you can go to ever.ag if you want to find out more. Tomorrow, Friday, we will know who the world champion cheese is, and we'll be talking about it, you know.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Artificial intelligence could be a useful tool for agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Once upon a time, artificial intelligence was strictly science fiction. Today, it's science fact. But it's also a bit controversial. Here's Jessica Wido, head of an AI research unit at the University of Illinois.
We believe foundational advances in AI are essential for inspiring use, inspiring change for the future of agriculture in an environmentally friendly, sustainable, affordable way for diverse farming communities.
While some fear that AI will eliminate the need for many things currently done by humans, Wido suggests otherwise.
We believe this will be essential in not replacing extension agents, but helping them reach a broader, diverse community of farmers and productions with these chatbots that are augmenting what an extension agent can do.
And Jorge Hayrod from John Deere talked about that company's use of AI.
Over the last few years, we've started adding artificial intelligence to try to figure out how we can do things better so that the farmer can concentrate on other things and get more productivity, more profitability, more sustainability in their operations.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Listen to the Earl Ingram Show Thursday at 9 a.m. for the Pharmacy Hour with Dr. Omar Eliwa. I'm Earl Ingram.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll of course present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay, going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving! Get it moving!"
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.